From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
The truth.
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 Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world.
Well, this is October the 1st, the first day of the government shutdown. Hopefully it'll be the last day, but I doubt it. My intention is not to talk about the shutdown as much as I want to talk about something that I think many people on the right and the left agree with. And that's football. You know, I have friends that are conservatives that love football. I have friends that are liberals that love football. I remember the time when we used to sit down and watch a football game and don't worry about anything other than our team winning. Matter of fact, I could sit down with people that love the other team. And for 4 quarters and 3 hours, we would jostle back and forth, respectfully rooting for our team. We watched men in the pits. We watched men that were fighting it out, a war, as it were. You know, I remember people like Dick Butkus. He was a beast on Chicago. You know, he was the epitome of dirt and grime and viciousness. When he hit people, he wanted them to know they were hit. Those are the days when the quarterback wasn't covered in cellophane or mothballs or cotton or whatever. Quarterbacks had to take it, and they did. Those are the days when football players were real warriors. He wasn't alone. I remember another fellow, Jack Tatum. He was a beast. Matter of fact, unfortunately, I believe a receiver named Daryl Stingley was paralyzed because of a hit that Tatum put on him. He didn't try to paralyze the man. It was just one of those unfortunate things that happened in that battlefield. But football is a battlefield. Or at least it was when I was growing up. It was a battlefield. It was vicious, but it was fair. You know, you took no quarter, you asked for none. Your team, you left everything on the field. And as a fan, we were able to watch it. We were able to enjoy it. We were able to get involved with our team. In those days, the Los Angeles Rams were my team. You know, the fearsome foursome, Rosie Greer, Merlin Olsen, Lamar Lundy, and Deacon Jones. Anybody that knows anything about 60s football players know those guys. You know, they were a wall on the defensive end. Just like in Minnesota, they had the Purple People Eaters. You had all kinds of groups. And then in the 70s, you got the Steel Curtain. I'm saying this to say that football is a man's sport. Football is a sport that men enjoy. Women enjoy it. Boys enjoy it. But it is a sport. It is not feminized. It is not something that soft people are supposed to gravitate to. You can't be soft and play football. It takes a hardness. But see, this we got this stupid woke culture that just won't die. You know, I thought we had enough when the NBA with the kneeling, you know, after the George Floyd thing. Now, you know, a lot of people think that that was okay. Well, it wasn't okay. I hated it. And I haven't been an NBA fan hardly since. I rarely watch NBA, and I always watched it. And the point is this, there is no job that I've ever had that I can protest while working. When I'm working, I'm supposed to be working, you know, and I've never had a boss that would allow me to protest something while I'm working. That's some junk you do on your own time. And fans don't spend money to watch somebody protest, whether they agree with that person or not. Like I said, when I went to a game or I watch a game on television, I want to disassociate myself from everything other than the game. There's plenty of time to deal with the politics. There's plenty of time to deal with the kids. There's plenty of time to deal with the bills. There's plenty of time to deal with the neighbors. There's plenty of time to deal with everything that involves your day-to-day existence. When there's time to watch the game, you want to watch the game. And most men understand exactly what I'm talking about. You want that little window of disassociation from everything other than the violence on the field. And it is violent. There's no room for softness. Yet when the NBA did the kneeling thing, and then this other nonsense with this Bud Light, with this man that they tried to womanize. And they put that in the midst of sports. I think it was the NCAA or whatever. Whatever it was, it didn't go over well. They lost like $1 billion, I hear. Because men, number one, when they're watching the game, they want to watch the game. Number two, real men only, and let me emphasize this, only want real women. There is no substitute for it. We're not freakazoids, and we don't want freakazoids. We don't want imitation. We want the real thing. The freakazoids and the imitators, they can go with themselves. Real men want real women. And real men that like to drink beer want real women in their commercials, if they're going to have women in the commercials. They don't want some man pretending to be a woman. We do not live, listen, real men do not live in a world of fantasy. We exist in reality. We understand that 2 and 2 is always going to be 4. We understand that if you came out of your mother's womb with testicles and a penis, you're a man, potentially, but you're a boy then. And nothing else. Nothing no one says, nothing no one does, nothing no one has to think about is going to make it any different. All this nonsense about you are assigned genders at birth and you can be what you think you are is a bunch of postmodern nonsense, crazy, demonic thinking. And everybody in the psychological, medical field that have not demanded that that nonsense be stricken from society, they all need to turn in their degrees because they're lying like a dog. They know full well that you are what you are. You're either XX or XY. So we thought we got past a lot of this garbage after Bud Light took a hit. We thought we got past a lot of this garbage with the Tuck bathing suits from Target, even though I still don't go to Target. I hadn't been to Target since, I think, 2017. I will not go back into a Target until they renounce that nonsense about you can go to a restroom according to whatever gender you believe you are. When I see a men's room, I expect to see men in there. When I see a ladies' room, I don't go in there. And if my daughter or my wife went in there and some dude comes walking out of there before my wife or daughter comes out of there, there's going to be issues because he's not going anywhere until I see my loved one. Because no matter what some weird psychobabble nonsense that's being perpetrated on the masses, and they're trying to tell us that, oh, wait, he identifies as a woman and it's okay. No. I got to make sure my people are okay. It's just like the nonsense where they all put rapists, men, male rapists, into female prisons because they decide that all of a sudden they identify as a woman. Or you just putting the kid in the candy shop. Now, I'm a little agitated this morning. Not so much about the lockdown or the shutdown, because I think that's completely foolishness on the Democrat part. They want to spend $1.5 trillion for 6 weeks or whatever the hell it is. And they want to make sure that we pay health care to illegal aliens and pay for transgender surgeries and all this other garbage. No, that's stupid. And anybody that endorses that is either ignorant, deceived, or really don't have any business voting in the first place, whether it's the public or on the Senate. So, just lock it down, keep it shut down. Do whatever you got to do until sanity arises for that. But what I want to talk about, like I said, is football. And I heard that this guy named or called Bad Bunny is going to be the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Now, I never heard of Bad Bunny. So I looked up Bad Bunny. And here's Bad Bunny. Another dude in a dress. The NFL hasn't learned anything. I was talking about a game of violence, a game where testosterone rules, a game where men fight it out. Legal violence without trying to kill each other. But they fight it out and they leave it all on the field, just like the MMA people leaves it all in the octagon. Men. Because this is what they do. When we grew up as little kids, we wanted to play with toy guns. We wanted to be Indians and cowboys or army or this, that, and the other. It's all part of our DNA. We have to prepare our boys for when they get to be adults, if in fact they need to go defend their homeland. They need to be warriors. That's why, frankly, I'm glad that they changed the name from the Defense Department to the Department of War, because that's what they're there for. They're there for war if it is necessary. Hopefully it isn't. But men are men, and they need to act like men all the time. You can't have sissified folk running the country or protecting your household. Now, this gentleman in the dress, my understanding is, not only is he, as you can obviously see from the picture, wearing a dress, the guy is from Puerto Rico, and I understand that he's a singer that doesn't even sing in English. Now, last time I recognized anything about the United States, the vast majority of the people here speak English. Why would you have a halftime show with an entertainer that can't even communicate with the masses of this nation? Why would you do that, NFL? Why would you have a halftime show also with a fellow that I understand says he's not going to tour the United States because ICE agents may come to his concerts? An anti-Trump entertainer. Now, like I said in the beginning, football was something that my friends, whether we were on the right or the left, we could agree on, that we could watch without falling out. So the fact, you know, that you're going to invite someone that's openly hostile to half the nation to entertain the entire nation during what is the most celebrated and watched sports event of the year is a slap in the face. It is just mean, nasty, evil, and totally unnecessary. What's wrong with you people? It seems like that you are dedicated to make us bow to your will, that you are going to force this transgenderism, this homosexuality, this sodomistic, demonic evil on God-fearing people, and we're not going to have it. Now, I challenge men, real men, to demand that the NFL get rid of this. Admit you made a mistake and put on a halftime show that's reflective of the nation. Put on a halftime show and quit the debauchery, okay? There's millions of kids that watch this stuff too. We don't need to see women with their behinds hanging out. We don't need to see men gyrating and acting like they're about to have an orgasm. We don't need any of that. Just put on a good show. If you put on a good show, people appreciate a good show. We don't need organized debauchery. It's time for this nation to start acting like it got some sense. God has blessed this nation. I recognize the fact that there's many of you that don't recognize God. So be it. That's your choice. But don't expect God-fearing people to tolerate an anti-God agenda. And if the NFL is insisting on putting Bad Bunny on and any more perverse folks like that, then God-fearing men need to ban the NFL from their TV. They need to forego watching the Super Bowl. I can do it. I haven't watched the NBA finals ever since the kneeling stuff. You know, you'd be surprised at what you can find to do when you release yourself from that. As a Christian, Jesus said, you know, if you put father or mother or son or anybody before me, you're not worthy of me. That's as a Christian. You know, and the Bible tells us in Leviticus that as a man dressed like a woman, it's an abomination. So this stuff is clear. This is not fuzzy. This is not out of focus. This is not pseudo anything. This is a direct attack on God-fearing decency. And I'm sick of it. And you need to be sick of it too. And the only thing that's going to make these people stand up and pay attention is when you cut off their pocket. When you have to give them as much as they like to give. That's the only thing. It's just like, if I want to use the analogy of when they were trying to get rid of Trump, you know, the analogy that they tried to bankrupt him. They tried to lock him up. And when that didn't fail, they tried to kill him. They were going to do anything they can to get their way. And this is part of it. And don't forget, the same people that's bringing Bad Bunny, when I say the same people, I'm talking about the same mentality that's bringing Bad Bunny to entertain the masses of the Super Bowl are the same people that bring the drag queens to kindergartners, are the same people that demand that grown men in dresses could go to the bathroom with your wife and your daughter. Now, I don't know how any man, whether you are Christian or anything, will tolerate any of that. The only way that we're going to get true respect is demanded. And I believe in freedom of religion. but I also believe in common sense. And you allow men in the bathroom with your wife or your daughter, then I'm thinking you ain't a man. And this subversion, this snakely presence that the NFL is presenting with people like Bad Bunny, men in dresses, in the middle of a program where warriors are battling, is a subversiveness that they're trying to inject in the mind of men, feminizing men, telling us that as a man, yeah, I can be masculine and feminine at the same time. And I say, no, you can't. There is no feminine side. That's for the wives. That's for the women. There's only the masculine side. God made them male and female. He didn't make them non-binary. We need to put an end to this crap before it destroys this nation. You know, we need to look holistically at the whole picture instead of a microcosm, or say, oh, well, you know, it's just a halftime show. I'm going to watch the game, but, you know, maybe I'll turn it aside. No, we need to tell these people. We need to make them understand. Quit pushing this crap down our throat. We're not taking it no more. We want a good show or no show.